Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I'm on the podcast solo to talk about why it's important for us here at Burn Bootcamp to create workouts that are designed to support clients and women at every stage of motherhood. So it's fair to say that mothers were the inspiration for Burn long before, you know, we were even parents ourselves. You know, all too often we saw women putting their needs and their desires and their priorities on the back burner, whether that be because they were taking care of children, spouses, or working in a job, they were constantly putting themselves last. So we knew we needed to design a program with mothers in mind, mothers and women in mind. And so that's what really planted that seed and started the fastest growing fitness franchise that we now have over 250 locations in just short of 5 years of franchising, which I'm super, super proud of. And this is still something that is geared towards women, even though we have allowed men to join us at certain camp times that are co-ed. It is still centered towards women, but you don't have to be a mom because you could be someone that is planning to have kids, or maybe you're not planning to have kids. The things I'm going to talk about right now are important for everybody, but I am going to touch a little bit on how it's preparing you for motherhood and how we're keeping that client in mind. So first, I want to say that it's a priority, not just of mine, but also of my husband's and our training team, to make sure that we're building safe and effective workouts at every stage. So prenatal, postnatal, all the way through your pregnancy, all the way through menopause, we want to meet you where you are and make sure that you feel that you are in a safe environment and that you understand how to best take care of your body, no matter what journey that you are on or phase in that journey that you are on. So we really want to shift the paradigm from exercise as punishment to exercise as empowerment. Our bodies are capable of so many amazing tasks, and we have the ability to create and grow life, to nourish, to comfort, to play. But let's be honest, it takes a toll on us. And sometimes women, they come to us frustrated and unhappy, and they have no energy. But I want you to shift the focus from how you look to how you feel. And so it's like, it's about giving you those tools and facilitating this progress of growth. And the minute you step on the floating floor, we want to shift your mindset first. And we're doing that through the vehicle of fitness. And I think that's what has allowed us to transform so many people's lives and really set us apart in the fitness industry, because it is a kick butt workout, but we're really there to try to shift that mindset first, because that is what so many of us are craving and needing to really live a happy and fulfilling life. So how do we do that? We have a weekly protocol that we bring from, that we create at headquarter level, and we push it down to all of our locations. And we do this to ensure quality control and consistency across our brand, across our nation. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get the same exact workout everywhere you go, because we have too many amazing trainers that are going to be able to have flexibility to take our protocols and put it into a workout that is Burn approved for you. And I actually take pride in that, because there's a lot of other fitness franchises out there where trainers are just simply having to push play and go through the motions, and they don't get to, you know, insert their creativity into it. We take a lot of pride in that at Burn Bootcamp. And we also take a lot of pride in the fact that you're never going to do the same workout twice. So we truly have a team dedicated and great trainers across the nation dedicated to create workouts that are original to that specific day, that specific protocol. We don't cycle through them. We may cycle through similar protocols, but the actual workout itself will never be the same. And we do that because we want to keep you and your body guessing. We want you guys to make sure that you're constantly being challenged, and you know that you're not having this muscle memory where you're doing the same thing over and over and over and burning out on specific muscle groups. So the next great thing about Burn Bootcamp is the community that is being built in these four walls. and outside of these four walls. But a lot of women and mothers, they're struggling because not only do they have those physical changes when they're going through pre or postnatal, or, you know, they just had the baby, they're struggling to find this new normal. And oftentimes they find themselves very lonely, whether it be that you have chosen to stay at home or you're on maternity leave. There's a lot of this loneliness that comes with having a new baby. And so the community at Burn Boot Camp is extremely welcoming. And oftentimes I find that people aren't just coming for the great workout. They're coming to also meet new women that are like-minded, that may be going through the same phase in their journey. They have small kids and their, you know, kids might go to school together and they're just meeting new people. And so that's another really, really great thing to find is a community that you can relate to, that can understand the phase of life that you're in and support you. But it also allows you to have that accountability factor and make sure that you are going to the gym and you're seeing those same friends over and over and over, and you guys are keeping each other accountable, because there's going to be those days where you just can't get yourself to get to the gym. But when you know that you have to meet somebody there, that's what the beauty is in an accountability partner. Building relationships get harder and harder as we get older, right? We don't have the time, for one, to dedicate towards building this new relationship, whether it's because we have kids, a demanding career, a spouse. So it gets harder. But at Burn, what's so great is that everybody there is striving for the same thing. And they're so positive. We don't allow any negativity in the gym. And so it's just a refreshing community to be around and meet new people. And you don't have to work hard at it, right? You just have to show up. You have to just come to camp and be willing to be open and meet new people. And I think that you'll find that you'll meet some of your best friends in places like this where you least expect it. So every trainer that is a Burn certified trainer has to go through either Burn University or they have to go through some online courses on our Burn Learning Portal. They have to not only get a certified personal training certification where they're going to kind of learn all kinds of things when it comes to training clients, but they also have to go through our certification at Burn Boot Camp. So they really understand how to cater to women, how to cater to pre and postnatal or menopause. We've got a handful of trainings out there that they can take themselves online if they haven't gone through Burn U or aren't, you know, going through Burn U yet. And then we also have an annual summit where we bring in outside speakers that are certified in some of those things I just talked about. And they are doing some ongoing education to our trainers in the system. So Burn U and online portal and summit, we are constantly trying to re-educate and continuing to educate and help our trainers meet you where you are at so you can get the most efficient workout safely, fun, even though it's hard, it's still fun, and you can get the results that you're really looking for in a fitness program. So if you've gone to a Burn Boot Camp workout, you know that when the trainer's going through the workout, they're also going to offer modifications, whether that be a modification to make it a little bit harder or a modification to cater to you if you have an injury or if you're pregnant and you can't, you know, do certain things. You're going to hear that. Modification is the word that we use at Burn Boot Camp. So specifically during pregnancy, we want to make sure that you have a great workout, but the ultimate goal is to keep mom and baby safe. So after the first trimester, you know, trainers are going to make sure that you're not in that supine position and you're not getting lightheaded or uncomfortable to the back. And then we also want to make sure that your heart rate stays at a comfortable level. So we will make modifications based on that. And every person is a little bit different. Everybody has a different threshold. Everybody can do a little bit more or less. So that's where that one-on-one training comes in with your Burn Boot Camp trainer, which is really fantastic because I think it's almost every camp I go to, I myself am pregnant, but I'm also standing next to someone that's also, pregnant or just had a baby, and we can kind of pair up and do those modifications together. The next thing I want to talk about is our core. And I could go on and on and on about this one because it is so, so important. And a lot of us, we forget how important our core is to everything else we do. It's the core of our body. It's the center of our body. And it's so important to keep your core strong throughout pregnancy and beyond. So many women want to avoid core specific exercises during pregnancy or right after childbirth. And certainly there's some that you should, because you don't want to make your diastasis, which is when your abs separate. You don't want to make that worse. You certainly want to do the right things to keep you safe, baby safe, and to not make that ab separation worse. But core strength is so important to having a comfortable pregnancy and a comfortable postpartum recovery. So your core should be engaged, whether you're doing jump squats, jump rope, bicep curls, everything that you're doing. There's so much more to your core than just those exercises like crunches and V-ups and bicycles, those things that you can't necessarily do when you have a bump and a baby, but you can still engage your core. A lot of the breathing that you're doing, everything you're doing, keep your core in mind. Like I said, even when you're doing strength days and you're doing bicep curls or shoulder press, like if you're allowing your body to not engage your core, it's not going to strengthen. It's only going to weaken. So let me kind of back up and talk a little bit about that diastasis. So diastasis is going to happen to everyone that's pregnant, right? Naturally, as your uterus grows and your baby grows, your abs are going to separate and you're going to create that diastasis. And then once you've delivered your baby and, you know, a little bit of time has gone by, your abs are going to come back together. Now, sometimes when those abs come back together, there's still a gap. 2 to 3 to 4 finger gap. And there's a way that you can test that. If you just Google it online, you can lay down on your back, put your knees up, put 2 fingers a couple inches above your belly button, and then tuck your chin into your chest and kind of allow your stomach muscles to squeeze those fingers. And if you can get 2 to 3 to 4 fingers in there, you can kind of start to gauge what type of gap you're dealing with. And so, excuse me, it's important once you are postpartum to recognize what that is and make sure that you're being very, very vocal with your trainer, because there are going to be some exercises that you want to avoid while those while that core is still, you know, closing up. Oftentimes you need to go see a physical therapist, and you certainly always want to make sure you're cleared by your doctor. However, doctors don't take a huge emphasis on it in that postpartum recovery. So I want you to take, you know, matters into your own hands, get your own testing. Most trainers should know how to test just to see. They can do it right over your shirt just to see how large the gap is. And that's something you want to be talking about with them. But like I said, if it's something that's significant, like 3 to 4, it may be best to go see a physical therapist that can give you specific exercises to help you close that gap. So I'm talking a lot about being vocal with your trainer, talking to your trainer, allowing your trainer to give you that personal attention. Another great thing that Burn Boot Camp does is we have focus meetings. And those focus meetings are absolutely complimentary, free to you as a member and even as somebody that's trying out Burn Boot Camp. So it's that 15-minute time that you get to schedule with the trainer to talk to them about what your goals are, what struggles you're having, if you need some help in the nutrition category or energy, or it's really your time to talk to them and just really go over the improvements that you need to see to feel your best. Now, we are not nutritionists at Burn Boot Camp. The trainers, unless they have their nutrition or dietitian certification, they aren't nutritionists. So they can't prescribe nutrition, but they can certainly recommend how to get you on the right path to clean eating, healthier swap outs, and help you reach those goals, because nutrition is very, very important about when it comes to taking care of yourself and your health pre and postnatal. And the last thing I'll talk about before I wrap up is the strong emphasis that we have on calling clients by their name and giving out lots of high fives. And we do this for a reason. So if you've been to Burn, yes, it's a lot of high fives, it's a lot of encouragement, but we really do that to build the strong community that we are known for. And let's be honest, like we all like to feel welcome somewhere. We all like to feel like somebody is happy that we're there, right? That we've taken the time out of our day to come. So it's very, very important to know everybody's name, call them by their name. And if you don't know it, ask them again. So that's something that all of our trainers learn in Burn U, and they have that expectation. So if your trainer doesn't know your name, make sure you tell them and tell them to start calling you by it, because it makes a huge difference. So if you guys didn't know, I'm just kind of past that halfway mark. I'm about 26 weeks pregnant with my third pregnancy. And so I've been able to really reflect on how Burn chooses to prioritize the needs of women. And I've certainly evolved on how I want our our brand to evolve as well as I've become a mom of two, almost three. So I've been very fortunate to continue a solid fitness routine through each of my pregnancies. And I know it's what's helped me recover. And I hate the word bounce back, but just start to feel really good as soon as I can, right after I do have my baby. Now, I am not somebody that bounces back and is back in the gym right at 6 weeks. I'm more about like 10 weeks, even sometimes 12 weeks. With my C-section, it was almost 12 weeks before I felt good working out again. So, you know, don't feel the pressure that you need to go do it right at that 6 week mark. You can certainly start to do something to get active and to move your body because that's important. But it's all about how we feel, not about how we look, but how we feel. And we have to feel our best when we are taking care of a tiny little human being that needs us so, so much. So that's really my passion, is to shift that mindset of needing to feel like you have a pre-baby body back or that you've bounced back. Because at the end of the day, it's a new body, but we got to learn to love and recognize that body. But we want you to feel supported and welcomed at Burn Bootcamp whenever you are ready to come in, whether it's before you have the baby, during baby, or after baby. You are welcome. You have a community that supports you and that is excited to watch your journey into something that's so, so special, which is motherhood. So for those of you that have not tried Burn Bootcamp, every location offers 14 days for free. You can check us out at burnbootcamp.com/start now and see if there's a location near you. Like I said, 14 days for free. Come check it out. See what our protocols are about. See what our trainers are about, our energy, our community. We've got free child watch so you can bring your kids. No excuses. We would love to have you. So I can't wait to see you at camp. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein, on Facebook, Morgan Klein. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting this community on this podcast, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells. And follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast, or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.